Okay, we are up to Perakei Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 11, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Yevamos. We have a rather lengthy Mishnah today, and therefore we're only going to be doing one Mishnah. The Mishnah that we have today deals with an interesting case, again, speaking about the notion of two children who get mixed up at birth, but you know specifically that it's these two children that get mixed up. You don't know who their mother is, and the case over here is you have a Kohen, you have a Kohen, and you have a slave, and so the Kohen, the wife of a Kohen, rather, she has a child, and the slave woman has a child as well, and now their children get mixed up. So one of them is a Kohen, and one of them is a child of a slave, therefore they, born into slavery. And therefore the question is going to be, how do we measure and understand who's going to be who? And the basic answer to the question is going to be, we don't. We have no idea, and therefore we're going to have to assume that each is both, and therefore we're going to have to go to Chumrah. We're going to have to rule stringently for both of them. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Again, Chapter 11, Mishnah 5. Kohenes shenis arav velada bevlad shivchasa. If you have a Kohen, the child of a Kohen's wife became mixed up with the child of her slave woman, so no one knows who's who. Hare ilu ochlem betruma. So we say that both of them are allowed to eat from truma. Why? That's crazy. How could the slave eat from truma? Because the slave of a Kohen can always eat from truma. So you have the slave of a Kohen and a Kohen, so they're both allowed to eat from truma. But vecholkim chilek echad begorin. But they receive one portion of truma at the gorin, at the threshing floor where the truma is given out. Meaning that they receive the truma only when they come together, because we don't give truma generally directly to a Kohen slave, because there's a concern that maybe we'll assume that this person is a Kohen himself. So we say we can only give it to the Kohen slave in public with the masters with him. So they both go together, and so whoever's the master, it basically enables the other one to get their truma at this threshing floor. So that's where they get their truma. And they can't become tamei meis. They can't interact with people who have passed away, because both of them have to be concerned that they are Kohanim. Ve'ein nosin nashim, and neither one of these boys can get married to any woman. Bein kasheros, bein pasulos, either to a woman who is kosher, to someone who is permitted, who is allowed to marry, even someone who is fit to marry a regular Jew, even that kind of a person they can't be married to. And bein pasulos, or whether they're a pasul, whether they're not fit to marry a regular Jew, and who certainly are forbidden to marry a Kohen as well. So both of these individuals are not allowed to marry any type of woman, because of the fact that a regular Jewess cannot marry a slave, and a slave cannot marry a Kohen. So therefore, they can't marry either of these individuals. Basically, they cannot be married at all. And therefore, it says the Mishnah as follows: Higdilu hatarovos, the mixed up children, they grow up and they become adults. They become bar mitzvahs. V'shichruru zetzeh. And so, what do? They each free each other. They each give each other a star to free the other one. And the idea is that the one who is a slave and gives it to the Kohen, well, so that means nothing. But the one who is a Kohen and gives it to the slave, so that will be chal, since we don't know which one is which. They both do it to either one, and one of them will be just a farce, but the other one will be a real one. So basically, they're both freed now. And now, no sin nashim ru'uyus l'kahuna, so they can both marry women who are fitting for the kahuna. Why? Hey, so how could that be? Because the slave who is free, he's treated as a Yisrael, and the Kohen is allowed to marry any woman who fitting for the kahuna. So therefore, both of these men can marry anyone fitting for the kahuna, because at the very least, that woman will be permissible to both of them, so it's allowed. And they still can't become tamei meis, because there's a concern that maybe that certainly one of them is a Kohen, so they don't know who's who. But if they did become tamei, even on purpose, the idea that they do this, so they don't even receive. Malchus, they don't get the 40 lashes, because each of them can claim that he's not the Kohen, and therefore we can't punish the person when the notion that they are really chayef for this punishment is held into question. Then says the Mishnah further, while they're in this new freed status, but truma, they can't eat truma. Why can't they eat truma? One of them is a Kohen, because one of them is a Kohen, but the other is Yisrael, and Yisrael can't eat truma. So since they have to assume that both of them are Yisraelim, neither one of them are allowed to eat truma. But even if they do eat truma, they don't have to pay the Karen and the Chomish. They don't have to pay the principal and the additional fifth to a Kohen. Why? Because since each one can claim that they are the Kohen, so again, you know, if disproving that they're the Kohen, and therefore you don't have to pay them and therefore they don't have to pay the fine at all, because it's just a monetary fine, and therefore they are not liable for this because they can make the claim that they are the Kohen. So again, they can't eat truma, but if they eat truma, then they don't have to pay the Karen and the Chomesh. If they ain't on Cholkin ala Goren, and they don't receive a portion of the truma at the Goren, at the threshing floor. Why? Because, well, they're not allowed to eat it, so of course they can't receive it. Umochren esat truma v'hadamim shalahem. But they are allowed to sell, if they're allowed to take a portion of their own truma and sell it to a Kohen, and the money that they make from the sale of this truma, that belongs to them, and so they don't have to give the money to a Kohen, which is different than a regular Israel who just has to give truma to a Kohen. So both of them, they are allowed to take their own truma that they are separating from their own produce and sell it to the Kohen, and they can take that money and do what they seemingly whatever they want with it. Now with some of the things that they can't do because they are we have to assume that both of them are Yisraelim lechumra. So the inan cholkin bekatshe hamikdash, they don't receive any portion of the karbanos of the base of mikdash, right? Anything that a kohen would eat, they can't eat that. The in nosin lahem kadashim, and not only that, but we also don't give them sacrifices, any kadashim to offer in the base of mikdash, because since one of them is not a kohen, he's not allowed to do the actual avoda. So we say neither one of them could do the avoda. The ein motziim shalehem miadam, and we also don't remove their own sacrifices. Meaning, so in particular, the b'chor sacrifice, we don't remove that from them, from their possession, to give to a kohen, because each of them can claim that they're a kohen. Upaturin min hazroa umin alchayayim min umin akiva, and they're also going to be pater. They're going to be exempt from the obligation of giving these different the matanos kahuna, the foreleg, the jaws, and the stomach of a kosher animal to a Kohen, right? So regular, these things fit into the category of matanos kahuna, so they're going to be exempt from giving them to a Kohen because they can claim they're a Kohen, right? There's no prohibition for Yisrael to eat them. It's just a monetary obligation to give to the Kohen, which they are going to be exempt from because of the fact that they can each make the claim that they're Kohanim. Ubechoro yehi ro'eh ad sheyistayif. So what do they do with their bechor now? The bechor animal that they got to keep. So the bechor animal of each of them, they basically leave it to graze until it develops a mum, until it has a blemish, and then once that happens, then it's going to become disqualified from being brought as a karban, and they can then shecht it and eat it. The nos and alav chumri kohanim v'chumri yisraelim. And as a conclusion, the Mishnah basically says, what's the answer here? Basically, when it comes down to it, we give for these mixed up sons, we give them both the chumras of the kohanim, the stringencies of the kohanim, and we give them the chumras of the yisraelim, the stringencies of the yisraelim. That's how we generally understand how this works. That brings us to the end of Mishnah. Hey, God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. But for now, we will stop right here.